This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Undue for two. It's hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show, transitioning from the sacred fire of liberty to the sacred fire of, I don't know, maybe your gut. You know, if your gut could fight back, that's what we need. Like a science.
If you have a sacred fire going on in your gut, that sounds like you might need something.
Yeah, but I'm thinking
medical attention.
Maybe that fire could be used to attack the doctors who attacked your gut with antibiotics. How about that? That would be an interesting thing. The gut fights back. Now, that'd be a sci-fi movie I'd pay to see. Because we have, oh my gosh, I was raised on antibiotics. I mentioned the training event I did on silver in Atlanta, and the woman who had been on 8 rounds of chemo antibiotics, which antibiotics are chemo. That's why I want you to understand when I use the word chemo and antibiotics, they're the same thing. Okay, I know they're not called cancer chemo, but it's intestinal chemo. This is where we start the first hour of the show. Super Don wanted me to be ornery and ticked off, so he chose very well. And I think there's a theme song for that. Now, in my mind, that went out really quiet, but it was basically the I can't fix stupid. So, yeah, get my audio going out.
We need to fix levels before we fix stupid, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the thing is, going into today's show, I thought I had fixed them, and there were some interesting things because I had to do that simulcast yesterday with a DACA detox during our first hour, and my audio levels have not been the same. It's like a bit up and down, so I'm going to have to work on that. But in terms of fixing stupid, the over-reliance, the abuse of antibiotics is almost complete here, as some folks are arguing that they should just be, that was statin drugs. I remember they were talking about putting statin drugs in the water. But the idea that antibiotics could be the life-saving mana from heaven of some kind, that we would just kind of, they do. They feed in factory farms, CAFO farms. They feed these animals, antibiotic-laced foods. Now, two reasons I think I know. One is because they're so sick, the only thing that keeps them alive is to just keep infections at bay. And the other reason for these factory farms is it fattens up those animals for slaughter much quicker. They actually gain a lot of weight when they destroy the gut. Now, I'm not saying they're assimilated nutrients. I have no idea what they're feeding them. But the idea that we could say antibiotics could save everybody if we gave it to them when they're healthy or not apparently suffering with an infection, it's just plain wrong in terms of a long-term prognosis. Here's the article, and it's listed at NPR, National Public Radio. Giving antibiotics to healthy kids in poor countries, good idea or bad idea? So at least they start with the question rather than, we definitely got to do this. We're putting it out there. They're putting it out there for you to decide. For For me, that's a little better than what NPR sometimes does, right? They're underwritten by a lot of pharmaceutical companies, whether they're supposedly, you know, public. They're not a commercial radio, but they're underwritten. You'll hear, underwritten by a grant from Merck Pharmaceuticals. You hear that all of the time. So, 15,000 children, 5 years old or younger, die of what they call preventable conditions, diarrhea and pneumonia. Now, for me, I look at this obviously not as I was growing up pharmaceutically grown super dumb, but as I was, you know, transitioned into what I am today or what I may be transitioning to tomorrow, more and more focusing on the terrain, not the germ. Okay? So if we look at diarrheal diseases and we look at pneumonia, in both cases, modern medical dunderheads will say it's caused by XYZ bacteria, typically. Could be virus, could be fungal, but most of the cases they talk about with diarrhea and pneumonia, primarily bacterial, could be viral. Now, for the sake of an antibiotic argument, let's just stick with bacterial for the first moment here, okay? And we say, all right, these bacteria that they should be getting initially from their moms through breast milk should be part of that starting of the gut immunity. But we recognize that the vast majority of the immune system in the initial phases of life comes from mom exclusively. So the question we would go to, if we're thinking clearly, is not, hey, how fast can we get an antibiotic in these kids to prevent diarrhea and pneumonia? It's, how can we get the moms healthy enough to bear children who are healthy? And then, of course, being fed by healthy parents, healthy moms, they're going to be given all they need for that immunity at the start of life that doesn't come from outside of them, doesn't come from a vaccine, but comes from their mothers, the maternal immunity. That's not where they go here. They say, my gosh, we just found by putting these kids on antibiotics, even if they're not sick, some of them don't die. Now, I'm a guy who likes to save children's lives. I think most people are. Not all, as we'll find out about that hospital in England a little later, about this Alfie story I haven't covered on the air yet. Now it's kind of coming to almost a full circle. We're going to get to that. But they presented this so-called dilemma in a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine. They enrolled 190,000 plus healthy children. Over a period of 2 years, gave half of them four doses of the antibiotic azithromycin and half of them a placebo. The children lived in three sub-Saharan countries, Malawi, Niger, and Tanzania. The results showed a 14% reduction in deaths among children aged 5 and younger who received the antibiotic, though the researchers don't know exactly why antibiotics had this effect. Okay, Niger, highest, one of the highest child mortality rates in the world. More dramatic the success. A antibiotic use reduced deaths in children under age 5 by 18%. So, look, initial phase of this study is promising. It says, my gosh, fewer of these children are dying. But it is addressing a symptom that had yet to manifest and preventing it from happening by doing what? By decimating the microbiome, leaving opportunistic dysbiotic microorganisms an opportunity should these children live, which apparently they did, and there's no reference point beyond that. There's no long-term look, once again, to say, all right, let's follow these children who lived, who we didn't expect to live, and let's look at their next phase of life. I would argue, Super Don, because throughout history, you know, their infant mortality been a real thing. Before the era of modern medicine, we could say that children were more likely to die. However, there's a nuance to that that needs to be acknowledged in 20th century United States of America. Because most of these childhood diseases and infant mortality rates were dropping precipitously in the 20th century as there were advances made in nutritional access food, you know, less starvation, less abject nutritional deficiency, advances in hygiene, hygienic practices, and sanitation, sewage systems. Instead of out in the streets, now it was being carried away to be treated, and therefore, my gosh, the health of the infant mortality rates began to drop. Then later in the 20th century, they began to bring these vaccines in, and then they make the claim that the vaccines were the cause of all of the wondrous things that have happened in the 20th and now 21st century. That's disingenuous at best. And I know for some of you, you're like, I'm bored to tears right now, Robert. But this is, please.
I'm knitting a sweater, personally.
I know. I could feel it. Yeah, but, go ahead. But bear with me. This is important stuff. It really is.
I was trying to get you riled up, and it did not work. Have you been taking too much CBD today?
No. You know, I was out. I had a great time in my garden. I had to
do I need to throw some
work.
Firecrackers into the studio or something,
you know,
here? Come
you
on.
Know what? Listen,
come
I'm going to be, I'm gonna be ticked. I'm going to be ticked off enough when I cover the Alfie story, I have a sense. And I'm holding it back until...
All right. Let me move you in a direction here, okay?
Right.
Because I remember, and we covered this back in 2013, the particular antibiotic that they're using here is something called azithromycin.
Yep.
Now, this drug does not have a good history behind it.
No, it doesn't.
Because, if you remember, back in 2013, we covered this. The FDA put a warning on this particular antibiotic. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, because, apparently, it can give you a potentially fatal irregular heart rhythm. Well, that's great. Here we've got these kids, right? They're trying to say, let's save the children, right? We need to do this for the children. Mm-hmm. You know, not only are these poor kids living in these substandard living conditions where they have malnutrition and they don't have clean water and they don't have sanitation, but what the heck? Let's give them this antibiotic. Because, listen, there's lots of antibiotics out there. I mean, if you're going to have to give them an antibiotic, can we maybe give them one that's not going to give them an irregular heart rhythm and kill them?
Listen, you're much more animated than me, I admit, about this topic. But you're leading to the same place. And that is, there is no consideration of the long-term consequences of giving antibiotics prophylactically to otherwise healthy kids that you say maybe would have died. Now we say there are fewer of them dying. And then what's next? Now, this becomes the pharmaceuticalization of the African continent, which they've tried again and again. Again, they're too poor to afford it, so they go to the first world countries and they steal the money, you know, basically through these international, these IGOs, right? NGOs, I shall say. And then they throw and they poison this, whether it be vaccinations or now antibiotics. For me, this completely disavows knowledge that we have here of the law of the terrain. If you really want to spend money to save Africans, let's provide the same thing we did in the first world. Sanitation, sewage, hygiene, better nutrition.
Yeah, this
How about
is the
that?
Same thing we've said about Bill Gates, right?
Yeah.
You've got these kids, they have no clothes, no shoes, no water, they're pooping in the street, and what is he throwing at them? Vaccines. No, they need a sandwich! Come on, man!
Yeah. There you go. Super D was much more excited about this than I was. I was getting much too intellectual for my own good about trying to lay this out for you.
And now let's turn to page 27. Oh, no.
All right, we got a question of the day coming up. We'll see how I do. If Super Don needs to take over, I'll just take a break, take a nap. Go to RobertScottBell.com. There's all kinds of fun and mayhem there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Maybe a more animated Robert Scott Bell, because Super Don's just been ribbing me and digging at me and just going after me, going, dude, you're just too mellow tonight. I don't know. It happens once in a while, not often, but yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. You know, maybe we can go to listeners, and that'll help perk me up.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, where we go? Question of the day from Herb. You say herb or herb?
Herb. You know, I would venture to say that perhaps this might be a pseudonym.
A plant medicinal has just asked us a question.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Kind of a weird coincidence.
Love it when they come to life and ask me questions. Which herb?
There you go.
Which herb? I don't know.
Yes.
But they're asking about CBD, apparently, or hemp. In your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, you didn't say that, I think that's what it was. You mentioned some researchers have shown that hemp's cannabinoids are effective for treating sleep apnea. Herb, I did no such thing. No, I didn't. Not exactly. I'll explain in a moment. Can you expound on this some or tell me where to get more information? I am not sure I understand the correlation. Thanks. Love your show. Herb, thank you. Listen, I went back into that paragraph because it's a condensed book. There's a lot in it. And we put a lot of links in the e-book. You can actually, I think there are hyperlinks where you can actually click on them. But if you have the printed book, you'd have to type in the links to go to a lot of the research. Because there was no way I could, I'd put 100 extra pages in there just on cannabinoids alone. And so I reread the paragraph, and it's like, other researchers have found links to blah, blah, and we list off a lot of things that were in the peer-reviewed literature. But we didn't go into it specifically, so I actually don't have more information specific to sleep apnea. And in fact, when we did another dig before the show on this, the irony is that we found the synthetic cannabinoids and research into sleep apnea more than the actual CBD, THC, or a combination of the entourage effect impacting that. Now, having said that, what we do know about the cannabinoids, particularly CBD, in terms of regulating perhaps a better, healthier sleep cycle, so that if you're off, getting back on it, or let's say you're not getting adequate sleep, finding a way that you can bring on a sleep cycle, even, let's say, that power nap scenario, relaxing you enough to even in the daytime take a nap, which could help you, because if you are not getting enough regeneration time at night, that is problematic long-term, moving forward in terms of chronic disease, in terms of neurological function, brain health, etc. So, unless you found something since we went on the air, Super D, on the sleep apnea specifically, that's kind of where we left it.
Yeah, listen, I mean, there are studies out there about CBD and sleep, okay, and other sleep issues and problems. I have not been able to find a specific study for CBD and apnea, but there's plenty of anecdotal evidence, let's say, out there, which a lot of people like to dismiss, you know, and that's silly.
It's indicative of what could be, though. I think, it, you know, pay attention
absolutely.
To it.
And listen, it just makes sense, you know, that CBD would, but as far as I have been able to find, I have not found a specific study directed right at sleep apnea. But keep in mind that the reason why it's hard to find some of these specific type studies is because it's been so hard to get these things, you know, to take place because of regulations and laws and things of that nature. So I would say I would feel very comfortable in saying that it would make a lot of sense to try it, because I have seen a lot of testimonials and a lot of anecdotal evidence out there for sleep apnea, but we can't point you to a specific study. But stay tuned, because I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, you know, there's so much, we're 70 years behind, that the anecdotes do lead us into researching specific paths, if you will, and herb or you medicinal plant
herb
that you wrote in, right? Please, give it a try. Let us know if it helps you, if you're asking for it yourself. By the way, if you go to pluscbdoil.com, they have links to scientific reference papers as well, and they're trying to collect like a library's worth. So that would be a case where I'd even call or email if you want help, say, hey, do you have any research on this? They probably, because they're living, sleeping, breathing this stuff. 24. We have to cover a little everything. They get to cover cannabis 24/7, hemp 24/7. So when you go to pluscbdoil.com, you'll order it, enter the code RSB15, and you'll get 15% off. That's awesome. And you can give it a try. Try the CBDA for more of the physical maladies, the green or the gold label for more anxiety-ridden scenarios, deeper emotional and mental issues. Folks, we've got a lot more healing and some yummy dark chocolate coming up. Also, something I haven't wanted to talk about, I will next segment. That's Alfie, the little baby in England, next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, here's a story everyone's going to love. Everyone. Do you think, Super Don, have you ever met anybody that says, chocolate? Nah, don't like chocolate. Is it possible? People don't? I get it. If you're like in an ice cream shop with all different flavors, it doesn't mean you have to choose chocolate. I'm saying they just really don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
I usually do. I'm very predictable when it comes to that.
I just don't recall any meeting anybody that said, it's not that if I, it wouldn't be my first choice, but it's not like they go, I hate chocolate.
It's very rare. Let's put it that way. Chocolate is something that a lot of people like. And I myself pretty much will pick chocolate in just about everywhere with one exception. I am a cheesecake aficionado. And there's just something about chocolate cheesecake that takes away from what cheesecake should taste like, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, I will go for a plain, really good, top-quality New York-style cheesecake over chocolate cheesecake any day of the week.
Okay, that's an intriguing insight to where chocolate fits and doesn't. And I'll roll with you on that. I think there are places where maybe not so good, but in terms of chocolate, it's some people call it food of the gods, right? Now, if you get to the cacao bean from the plant, it's very bitter. I think high in alkaloids, different things, and they have to do a lot to it to turn it into that creamy, rich, smooth thing. And then, of course, they add a lot of sugar, different things like that. So I have to, caveat this story to say I don't want you to run out and get, the cheapest whatever brand chocolate bar that you can and expect that you're going to get all those benefits, because the chocolate we grew up with, Super Don, had like artificial vanilla in it. Remember that vanillin, right? Mm-hmm. Synthetic vanilla. And so much of what, and of course the sugars and everything, it wasn't medicinal, right? The darker the chocolate, the better. Of course, that's been validated many times over. And I'm not a big fan of milk chocolate. If I'm going to choose a chocolate, it's going to be the darker the better. And I get it and I feel good when I eat it. So they are listing even more benefits here. This to mood, stress, inflammation, and memory. So I might have to add this into my neurological regeneration protocols. It will be the favorite part of my protocol will now be, well, he's got to throw some dark chocolate in there, right? I'm going to talk about silver. Why I'll not? Talk about selenium and silica, of course, essential fats, CBD, detox the heavy metals, but let's bring in the cacao, right? And you need it to be at least 70% according to these studies. And I don't know, are you into the connoisseur level chocolate or Hershey Kisses?
I've actually been a fan of both. Mm-hmm. Dark chocolate is almost kind of, it's an acquired taste, because when you get into the really dark stuff, it has a whole different flavor to it than what, the standard chocolate would be. But I do like it. I think it's all good. And listen, the key to this is not the sugar, okay? Mm-hmm. Because listen, a lot of chocolate, especially like the chocolate you buy with, like you were saying, Hershey Kisses and things like that, it's the sweetness is what it is that people are going for, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what they found here in this particular study was the cacao, right? Is what it is that is having the health benefit. And we've actually talked about that on this show. I think a few years ago we had somebody on that was talking about cacao and the benefits of cacao, which is even just fun to say. Cacao.
Well, you got
to
say it like this. Cacao! Cacao!
Cacao!
Now you're there. Back down in the rainforest where they're growing this stuff. Cacao! And
what they found with the cacao was it had the higher the concentration of cacao, the more positive the impact on the things you were mentioning, the cognition and the memory and the mood and immunity and other, things that are beneficial to you. So cacao is very important.
It's interesting. They're going, we used to think it was because of the sugar. Like, what? Well, of course, people loved it because of the sugar, but, it can elevate your mood temporarily, but you're going to crash and burn afterwards. Now, they actually mention, I believe, organic cane sugar in this article, which is kind of cool, right? That you need 70% cacao with the rest organic cane sugar. So if you realize that sugar contains high amounts of chromium, if it hasn't been ripped out and refined, you can actually handle that and you'll be okay. Now, obviously, someone who's diabetic and has no stores of chromium, that's a different story, and I would urge you to take that 100 micrograms of the 100% whole food GTF chromium every time you eat a chocolate bar or a segment of it, right? As I've said for years now on the show, it's like, my kids eat some organic junk food. I admit it. We got some, right? And they're alive, they're fine. But I always, if you're going to have that, occasionally we'll bring in an ice cream. Not really often. It's like kind of mean to my kids that way, but occasionally. And I'll, if you're going to do that, here's your chromium. Take it with it. And this is something that is essential as far as that goes. Or otherwise, you're going to lead to more problems. Just because you like the chocolate, you'll not be able to handle the sugar all that well. Now, remember, the article here is reporting, lowering the risk of atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeat, arrhythmia. Remember, you talked about that with zithromycin, right? Maybe we can counteract that because in Africa, in certain areas of Africa, they have the cacao bean growing there. So that's an interesting counterpoint. Also, dark chocolate, they find, helps loosen up stiff arteries and prevents white blood cells from sticking to thickening artery walls. Two primary causes of atherosclerosis. So that's really cool. So happy news for you chocoholics, but please make it organic and dark. Now, drinking baking soda may cure autoimmune disease, says a new study. Now, years ago, we covered stories from Tullio Simoncini, who claimed that you could cure cancer by ingesting basically baking soda, or an alkalizing powder, if you will. And even he was doing it intravenously, intra-arterially, lavages in the lungs. The idea was altering pH so significantly and that cancer couldn't live in an alkaline environment. But of course, let me just say it this way. While the theory is pretty sound, in practice, in speaking to doctors around the world and even patients, I found it to be hit and miss. That's what it was being reported to me. So I never went, all right, this is it. This is one of those cures for every... I'm very skeptical, but I'm open to the concepts. Let's see how they play out clinically. And to me, if it's not getting 70, 80, 90, or 100%, you're not close to where I'm going to be going, yeah, I could rely on that. So 50-50 is just not a good enough. But in this study, and it was published in the Journal of Immunology, conducted by the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University, they found that drinking water with baking soda could reduce people's chances of getting rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. These are autoimmune conditions. The lead researcher, Dr. Paul O'Connor, renal physiologist at the medical school, decided to give baking soda to two cases of test subjects, healthy humans and rats. I don't know which one was which, because they didn't say. But they both drank the baking soda. And it would trigger what they say their stomachs and spleens to respond. Stomachs would generate acid to digest the food. The spleen's mesothelial cells would reassure the body part that a bacterial infection is not attacking it. So they're talking about the impact on the stomach and the spleen, and how the spleen is producing something interesting that would be protective against inflammation. When we have these inflammatory cascades and autoimmune diseases, the cells become so out of sorts. Can we say it that way? Out of sorts. That sounds more like British for our UK health radio friends. Your cells are out of sorts. But what I'm saying is that they've been corrupted to the point where they're no longer recognized as self, and then the immune system comes in and attacks them. So rather than destroying the immune system with methotrexate or other chemotherapies, why not look to, let's say, reduce the reason that inflammation is in existence there in the first place? And that could relate to the acid-alkaline balance, and that's what they're seeing here. Pretty fascinating, coming out of the Medical College of Georgia. I'll let you all follow up and read on that, because I only have a few minutes, and I didn't want to talk about this. In fact, I purposely avoided talking about this. The case of Alfie, the little baby in England. They said it was on life support. They claimed Alfie was brain dead, and the government basically took away all parental rights to allow this child to live. They basically tried to kill this child. And as we're on the air this moment, live, Super Don, as far as I know, the child is still alive. And so this brought up a groundswell of international outrage support. Even the Pope sent a plane and gave Italian citizenship to this baby, that they would take this baby from the National Health Service, from this hospital in, I believe, in Liverpool, England, of all places, and give it a chance to live. And the government said, no, we're not going to let you do that. Why? Why wouldn't they let you do that? Now, this is horribly reminiscent of all of our stories over the past years on medical kidnapping in the United States. It's not just the United States, in England. Now, there are horrific stories, and the reason why I didn't want to talk about this is because on one, it makes me viciously angry. On another, it makes me horribly sad. I feel it. I feel it deeply. When these children are kidnapped from their parents, when they're abused medically or otherwise, and in this case, a child with an opportunity for life that they claim, oh, there's no chance, let's just let them die. And then why wouldn't when there's no cost to the government, no cost to the UK taxpayer, allow the Italian government or the Pope and the Catholic Church to take that child and try to give it an opportunity. There was no money involved here, except it leads me to believe that just as we've seen in medical kidnapping in the United States, Super Don, that there's profitability off of these children. Experimentation that's happening, follow on the experimentation, and if they happen to die, organ harvesting too. I'm not kidding you. This is vicious, this is ugly, and there's a lot of information floating around about this hospital and many hospitals that are engaged in horrific, horrific practices for unknown reasons, some known, many unknown, that I don't like to even consider. Because I despite having to cover stories like this, I like to ultimately be an uplifting show. And if I focus on these stories too much, it's
And we did. We did for a long time. I experienced the same thing as you.
You know what I'm talking about.
Back because it screwed me up, man. It was very, very difficult. Now, in this particular situation with this story, we had a number of listeners who wrote in asking for us to comment on it. And so that's why we have. And as it stands at this point, it looks like the mother and father have been locked in a legal battle with this hospital for quite a long time now.
Yeah,
it's come to the point now where they've just given up and said, listen, you know, we want to do everything we can to try and provide Alfie with the dignity and the comfort he needs at this point. They're not going to be issuing any more statements.
They're backing out. This is upsetting because I think they got to the dad. This is my opinion. They got to him, and they beat him down. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to exhaust parents that are trying their level best to save their child, and eventually it's like, you're done. You got nothing left. And I think there's a lot beneath the surface that the government, the hospitals, the pharmaceutical industry do not want you to look into. People of the United Kingdom, look into it. Keep pushing it. This is a very serious issue, and I don't want any more children, particularly yours, to become a victim of such circumstance.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what do we got going on here? Finale. I don't know how we got here, but here we are. Heading into the weekend tomorrow, and a big event for those of you in Central Florida. Health Basket Mount Dora hosting me for a spring immune system lecture, allergies on tap, and we're going to diffuse them. And that's happening at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm just trying to keep up with my champion, Super Don, who never takes a day off, and I'm not going to take a day off this week. I didn't take one off last week. I was working the Alive Expo. Maybe that's why I was mellow opening up hour two. I'm like, you know what? I need to take a segment off. Be boring for a change, right? So we survived it. We're back. We have other upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please check it out and hope to see you at one of them, if not all of them, for those of you who are touring with me. We've got RSB and Dr. Daryl Joffrey, and that's going to happen in Manhattan at the... Did you add it in there already? I think you did. Yes, look, Complete Wellness. There's a hyperlink to the host where Liana Werner Gray works from the Earth Diet. Ooh, Robert, get to see Liana. And so we're going to talk about the immune system and get off your acid. I'll talk about healing the gut. It's going to be awesome. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo in New York City. Total Health coming up in Toronto, Canada, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's going to be here before we know it. Best Answer for Cancer coming up in Orlando, May 17, 18, 19. Treating Cannabis with Cancer, Detroit, Michigan, June the 3rd. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, come on, man, sign up. Let's get up to St. Paul. Rub elbows with the Health Freedom Heroes. I'm going to do it. We'll be broadcasting live from there. I'm going to be speaking on some wisdom something or other. Somebody thinks I'm a wise guy, so I'll be a wise guy. And then Food is Medicine in Curacao, August 5th through the 11th. And plan ahead. You've got months now to spare. I want to see you there on the island destination for wellness, cure of the soul, Curacao. All right, folks, we got one more thing to go. I don't go to bars anymore. I mean, it's been a long time, Super D, since I was in a bar, honestly.
You go to a Kratom bar, though.
Oh, yeah. Does that count? Does that count? Cradle floor? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Interesting story here in the New York Post, and it's about being who can you throw out of a bar? Now, usually drunken rugby revelers that are dangerous to the health of your patrons, you throw them out, okay? Not Trump supporters, right? Come on, what's going on here? So there's a Manhattan judge ruled on Wednesday that there is nothing outrageous about throwing the president's supporters out of bars. Because federal law doesn't protect against... Well, let me back off before I get you that ruling. Because the guy that got thrown out of the bar, a Trump supporter, says, hey, this ain't right. You're discriminating against me. And this is a religious thing. And he went and sued based on religious freedom. And then, guess what? The judge said, no, this is not... True, we can't discriminate you on your religious belief, but this is not religious belief. It's political belief. And there's no defense of
some people might
political
argue
belief.
With you on that, though. They might say that some Trump supporters treat it like...
have a religious devotion. Well, I agree. I mean, they're religious devotees to modern medicine. Right. There were religious devotees to Obama or Hillary. So I don't agree with this Manhattan judge. You can't discriminate against someone because of their political beliefs. I mean, that's part of the First Amendment, isn't it?
That's,
or,
you know what? And it's,
or,
yeah, okay, go.
Right of free association. Do you have the ability to set up a club that excludes those that are not party to what you're into, what you believe in? I believe that free association. It's discriminatory, yes. Some people don't like it, yes. But perhaps if you set up a business that's open to the public, they said, no, you can't discriminate. And this judge said, you can. But what about people who are transgendered? That's not religious. Can't you throw them out of the bar if you don't like transgendered? People who are...
It's a slippery slope.
I know. What? You got more pigment than me? Get out of the bar. Right? Yeah. That's not religious. Right? So, again, this is really messed up. If you can throw people out for, political beliefs... Where does
political
it end?
Orientation, right?
Yeah, political orientation.
Sexual orientation, that like this reminds me of the situation where you had, if you remember a few years ago, the gay wedding cake. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Where the couple wanted to get a wedding cake for their wedding. They were gay, and the baker didn't want to do it because of his religious beliefs. And that ended up becoming a big thing. Now here this guy's wearing a Make America Great hat again, hat, and he gets kicked out because he's a Trump supporter. Does the bar have the right to do that? In a libertarian point of view,
yes,
I suppose they do.
But the thing is that it has to go in all directions. And the thing is, do you want to hang out with ignoramuses that still think Hillary Clinton would be an okay choice for president? Listen, we talk to them. You talk intellectually. We can do that, but they don't. They yell and scream at us. I'm not even wearing a Make America... Well, whatever. We'll be back tomorrow heading into the weekend because the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.